You're asking a question. You're saying, "Oh, Maharaj, give me your mercy, give me your mercy." But what is mercy? Give you an analogy. For example, if some very hungry person comes to see you, and comes in your house, and he says, "I'm dying of hunger, I haven't eaten for days, I'm really starving, please feed me, give me your mercy, please give me your mercy, give me your mercy." So then, responding to the needs of that hungry man, you go into your kitchen and prepare a very huge plate of chapatis and puris and sabji and dal and sweets and fruits and all kinds of wonderful, tasty food items, prasadam, Krishna prasad. And you bring it and you put that plate in front of the man who's sitting on the floor in your house. And then the man says to you, "Oh, please, give me mercy, I'm so hungry." And then I say, "We eat, it's right here, the food's in front of you, huge platter of food. You take, you eat it." And he looks at the plate and then he says, "Oh, sir, please, give me your mercy, please give me your blessing. And I say, "Eat the food, take the food, you put the food, you eat the food, and when it goes in your prasadam, goes inside, then you'll feel nourishment, satisfaction, and relief from your hunger. Pushti, tushti, apavas. All these things will be finished. Hunger will be finished and you'll feel satisfied and nourished. Just eat." And then he keeps saying, "Oh, but please give me your blessings. So the blessings is the food. You take the food and you get the blessings, you get the mercy. So the same way people come to a devotee or to some saintly person and then they hear some harikata or whatever, some instruction. Then they're leaving. They're saying, "Oh, Guru Maharaj, oh, Swamiji, oh, devotee, please give me your mercy, give me your mercy." So what is the mercy? The mercy is the instructions. The Harikata, the valuable instructions of how to improve bhajan, how to improve the quality of our actions and devotion, how to improve our relationships on a devotional scale, how to improve our chanting of Hare Krishna. So many instructions will be given by the sadhu. These instructions, these teachings, this Harikata, this is his mercy. This is his blessings. So if you take these instructions to heart, if you follow these teachings and implement these teachings in your life, then you get his blessings. You get his mercy. His mercy is his teachings. His mercy is his instructions. And when you accept them and take them into your life and embrace them and follow them and surrender to them, then you see your life changes. Your consciousness improves. Your heart fills with joy, satisfaction. Your doubts go, your confusion goes, your lethargy goes, you become enthusiastic, hopeful, happy, positive, progressive. So this is the mercy of the sadhu. This is his blessings. "Oh, Maharaj, give me your blessings. The blessings are the instructions. Take them to heart, follow them, and see the result. Judge a thing by its result. Then you understand, "Oh, he really gave me the mercy. He really gave me his blessings. Now I understand how many blessings he gave me and how much mercy he gave me. I've realized it." Just like the hungry man, if he actually eats and devours the entire plate of big platter of prasadam that's put before him, then he realizes, "Oh yes, this man has given me his blessings. He's really given me his blessings. I feel so happy, so satisfied, so peaceful now, and so nourished by this big plate of prasadam. Now I realize how merciful he was and how much blessings he gave me." In the same way, we follow the teachings, follow the instructions of the sadhus and the saintly persons, implement them in our lives, and execute them very sincerely and diligently, then we will see, "Oh yes, he really gave me his blessings, I really got his mercy." This is the meaning of getting blessings or begging for blessings from a saintly person. Blessings are the teachings, the instructions for self-improvement and betterment, improving our bhajan and our actions and behavior in devotion. Hear, inquire, hear submissively, then follow. Receive the jnana, surrender to the jnana, surrender to the instructions, follow them and see the result. That's called vijnana, realization. Realization, improvement, satisfaction, fulfillment. Hare Krishna.